Love is a habit. Loving is a habit. Not loving is also a habit. We create habits by developing new beliefs, attitudes, and behaviors. Create love by developing your love habit. Day six is love habit. So what is a love habit? Well, we all have a love habit. It just depends what type of habit we have. Many of us have the habits that are at the bottom part of this slide. We might ignore other people when we don't like what they're saying, or when we think they're saying something too smart or touching us emotionally. We might reject another person or reject their thoughts or their words or not listen to them or pass judgment on whatever they're saying or doing. Or we may criticize them or argue, always have to be right. Or we may blame them for everything that's happening, even though we may be partly responsible or maybe totally responsible. And we also may betray them or lie to them or treat them and mistreat them in some way. That's one type of love habit. And that always leads to some kind of disillusionment, pain, and discomfort at some point. The other type of love habit is one where we develop respect and we show appreciation for ourselves and for the other person. We acknowledge and validate each other. We feel tender and we have empathy and show sympathy and compassion. We develop intimacy. We're not afraid to be vulnerable, and it's safe to be vulnerable, to share our deepest fears, our biggest dreams, and what we're thinking and feeling in the moment. And we touch with sensitivity and caring, and we listen with an open heart and mind. That's the type of love habit that we all really need to develop. The best predictor of love is the best predictor of your future love is how you have loved before and how you love now. That's what tells us how you are going to love in the future unless you do something about it. If you're unwilling to look at the way you have loved, the way you have been loved, the way you're loving, what's working and what is not working so well, nothing will change. If you're unwilling to look, nothing will change. Remember, if you keep loving the way you have always loved, you will keep having the same kind of love you've always had. So what is a habit? A habit is an automatic pattern. It's controlled by the basal ganglia and other parts of our brain. It begins with a trigger. Something triggers you and you feel like you have to have it or you want to have it. And it continues as a routine. At the beginning, it's just something you wanted, but it becomes so natural and such a part of you and such a need that it continues to become a routine and you have to have it. You feel lost when you don't have it. And then it provides a reward. But many habits are just temporary rewards that they provide. And then you want more and more just to feel the same good feelings that you felt before. So that's what a habit is. So how do you change your love habit? You choose love. And how do you choose love? Well, you use your prefrontal cortex, the part of your brain that thinks and organizes and decides, that's able to think clearly and make decisions. But that part of your brain is influenced and it's taken over by other parts of your brain, those triggers that you have. Say you have a craving for sugar. Well, if you pass by a place where there are donuts and cakes or whatever your preference is, chocolate, alcohol, if you have a craving for sugar and then you see something or smell something or taste something that is your trigger or one of your triggers, then you're off and running and you're going to eat that, even if you've decided weeks ago that you're going on a diet or you have a blood sugar issue and you really need to not have the sugar. So that trigger is so strong. It's emotional. The amygdala in your brain is affected. There are many parts that help to create that trigger. So what you need to do is create new love rewards, something else that will reward you. If sugar was your issue, what can you do to feel rewarded? Eat some really healthy fruit, get the sugar, and feel relaxed. And what you're really looking for, what all of us are always looking for, is love. So find a way to create your love habit, and so many other habits in your life will get easier to deal with. Establish new love routines. New routines will help you to have a new habit. Whatever habit you had before, try a new routine. I remember when I had speakers come to my health education class many years ago from smoke enders. They would always say, if you had a habit of holding the cigarette in your left hand, change the habit, hold it in your right hand. Do something different. Put the cigarette, the box somewhere else and reach for it. So it's the same with love. Create new love habits, new love routines. Release your old love habit triggers. If your trigger is rage when you feel that somebody may be saying something that puts you down, find a way to feel loved and feel valuable and handle that part of you that immediately feels the rage. This can be helped through a lot of different methods. The way that I work is a type of mind-body therapy called body-oriented psychotherapy. It involves touch and helps you to let down and let the emotions stored in body cells come to the surface and get released. You can release those old habit triggers and create new habits. So change your love habit. Change it by changing your attitudes, your beliefs, and your behaviors. You can change your behavior even before you believe or before you change your attitude. And just by changing your behavior, you will see different reactions and responses from people, and that may begin to change your attitude, and that will affect your belief. So you can change any one of these first, but you have to change something. How you love reveals your attitude. It reveals what you are thinking, how you feel about you, how you feel about me, how you feel about others. It reveals what you value most and what you value least. And it also reveals how safe you are to love and to be loved by. Change your attitude. Your beliefs determine your attitude. Your beliefs control your results. You may think that you don't care about something. You don't care how tall a guy is. You don't care if a woman is that pretty. But if you believe that only beautiful women are of any value, or you believe that only a tall, strong man is really a man, if that's your underlying belief from a long time ago, that's going to override any current positive thoughts you have. And these beliefs may not even be your own beliefs. They may no longer serve you. They may have been what somebody else told you to believe a long time ago. So change your beliefs to loving beliefs. Your attitude affects your behavior. Your attitude shows how you love. It affects how others feel and how they feel about you. Your attitude pulls you away from love or leads you to love more and receive more love. Change your attitude and change your behavior. Create your new love habit. Choose to love. Make that choice to love in every moment and whenever you think of it. Evaluate your love. Observe your behaviors, your attitudes, and your beliefs. Observe them from a distance, from that little critical voice inside of you. Observe your behaviors, attitudes, and beliefs, and be truthful with yourself. Now, this is something interesting. You cannot suddenly change the way you act or the way you respond because you're triggered. It's really natural and it's habit. So what really works is to prepare in advance. Prepare yourself to act with love. So here are a few ways that you can do it. One is simple words, if, then I will. So think of a situation. If she gets angry with me, then I will touch her lightly on the shoulder. I will listen and not respond. I will wait a moment, take a breath, and then say, honey, this is not fair what you're saying. And I will say it in an even tone. So think about that. If this happens, then I will. Another one to think about to prepare yourself is say something just happened. Someone just called you to break a date, to break up with you. Someone just yelled at you unfairly or caught you cheating or something. Say to yourself, now that he caught me cheating, I will, what are you going to do? I will stop seeing that person. I will have a long conversation about the situation and what caused it. Now that she no longer loves me, I will do something to make myself feel better. I'll go for counseling. I'll go get a new haircut, buy a new suit. Now that something happened, I will. So those are the two things. If, then I will. Now that, I will. That can make a huge difference if you start practicing that in advance, especially when you know that there's a person or a situation that tends to trigger you. Another way to handle the many choices that stop us from loving what's really right in front of us is to limit your choices. So if there's something you intend to do, I am going to have a deep conversation with my partner, but you just keep putting it off, then give yourself two choices. I'm going to have this conversation now, or I'm going to have it later. But when you say later, don't say later, you know, sometime. Pick a time. I'm going to have the conversation right now, or I'm going to have the conversation after dinner, or tomorrow morning, right before we go on a nice trip, whatever it is, now or later. The other choice is this or that, not 25 things. So limit yourself. Start to look at people, places, things, and say, not this, not this, not this, and come down to a simple decision, this or that, this restaurant or that restaurant, this type of relationship or that type of relationship. Do I want a romantic relationship? Do I want a solid relationship? Do I want someone who's successful in business? Do I want someone who's gentle and loving and caring, whether or not they're successful? This or that. Make it very simple. Use your imagination. Imagine you loving with open arms, passionately, fearlessly, smiling and exuberant, feeling joy in your body, your mind, and your spirit. Imagine you allowing your love to spread everywhere without limitations, regardless of how anybody else is responding regardless of your current situation. Your current situation is temporary. Everything is temporary. Love without limitations. Develop your love habit. So what is a love habit? How does it develop? Well, it starts by liking it. You like being loving. You think, that's really cool. I like that. Then you want to be loving, and you get upset with yourself if you don't behave in a loving way. And you start to notice it everywhere. You go into a restaurant or bank, a car place, and you notice, am I being loving? Am I not? And it bothers you when you're not. And then you start to need it. You need that love, not that you need it from other people, but you need to see yourself loving because it feels so good and you feel better about yourself every time you share love. And then you start to crave it. You must be loving. You don't even understand what it's like to not be loving anymore. That is a love habit. Regardless of what's happening around you, you find a way to express love, to share love. You can express your anger or your disillusion with something, and you add something kind before or after it. You show the love and you express yourself fully. You develop a love habit by giving, sharing, and being the love you want to receive. Watch your thoughts, they become words. Watch your words, they become actions. Watch your actions, they become habits. Watch your habits, they become character. Watch your character, it becomes your destiny. Lao Tzu. And the image I have is a brain puzzle where you can actually add a piece of that puzzle. We're doing it all the time. Science has been discovering that our brains have plasticity. They're not rigid and set from birth and onward, or not set in the early years. We can continuously learn. We can create new synapses, new patterns, new habit patterns, new ways to love and to live. This 30-day love challenge is serious and life-changing. You will see amazing results if you seriously intend to expand your loving and love fearlessly and openly. As we close, remember, start each day focused on love. In every moment, feel the love. End each day realizing love. And every day, repeat the love pledge. Start each day focused on love. In every moment, ask, what would love do now for me? And always remember that what would love do now is not just for this very moment, but it's for the long run. In this moment, what would love do so that good things and more love will expand in the future? So what would love do now for me, knowing all that I do brings me closer or further from love? End each day realizing the power of love. Review the moments you turned away from love. Review the moments you shared your love freely and openly. And review the moments you felt loved by others. Repeat the love pledge silently to yourself first and then out loud, preferably in front of a mirror looking in your own eyes. Every day I develop greater awareness and communication, acceptance and forgiveness, compassion and tenderness, love, trust, and respect for myself and for others. Love agenda for today. In your love habits journal, you're going to be writing about my love habit. And I'd love you to think about and create new love habits. Create them right now and start to practice them. every day. So right now, take a moment to close your eyes. Right where you're sitting, feel your feet on the ground. Feel your back against the chair or the couch, or if you're standing, just feel your body letting down. Let your shoulders relax. Just for the moment, forget about your day. Forget about what you've been feeling physically or emotionally or anything that anyone has done or not done. Take a nice deep breath. Inhale and exhale. Ooh, nice and deep and easy. Inhale and exhale. So right now, think about what old beliefs you have. Think of one belief that doesn't really serve you well. And think about a new belief that you could have to replace that belief. A new belief that could really lead to loving yourself and loving others. And think of one of your attitudes that maybe doesn't serve you so well, and that maybe could use a little improvement. And then think of a newer attitude, a loving attitude that you could have on a daily basis to bring you more love. And now think of a behavior. Just one behavior that maybe doesn't serve you as well as it could in terms of love. And when I say love, I always mean also in terms of loving yourself. Is there some behavior that makes you not love yourself, makes you demand and expect too much of yourself or of others? So in your journal, please, this day, write your love habit, the new love habit that you want to develop, your new love beliefs, your new love attitudes, and your new love behaviors. And then share your love habit in the Facebook group. I'm so glad you're joining me on this 30-day journey, and I look forward to speaking with you again tomorrow.